And this one's not a bookcase, but it just, if I do it right, it should just look like part of a big pegboard wall full of tools. But one of those tools, when you turn it, unlatches the door. And if you press in the right spot, it opens up.
Oh my God, just like you.
Yeah.
What are you going to put in there, in your secret room?
So my gayest thing is the secret room. So excited. It's my dungeon play space.
Okay, I mean, I wanted nothing more than you to say that. So thank you.
So there's already a sling hanging from the rafters. I'm going to be putting like a full-size bed with like play sheets and, you know.
Sheets. Are they like latex or something?
They're like waterproof sheets, yeah. Yeah. And then I don't know what else. I don't know what else I want in there. I don't know if I want a secret chair. Not as into the
Did you see? I posted a picture of a chair that looked like it had a hole, like started in the middle, that was like sitting outside the church that's by me. So if you need the makings of a fun secret chair,
there you go.
LMK.
Right on the side of the road.
Right by the dumpster of a church.
Big fatty.
Big
come
fatty.
Get it.
I posted that on Twitter and was like, did you lose this?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't know if I want a secret chair right on the side of the road. Big Fatty,
Big
come
fatty.
And get it.
Well, hello, everyone. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. I did fuck it up. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3122. I say chew of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 28th of January, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Big Fatty, there's no time to say it with you. You fucked it up. I did fuck it up. Big Fatty. Hello, Froggers. Big Fatty, hi everyone, I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Yo, your frog is today. Y'all had a little frog in my throat. Big Fatty. One moment, please. Big Fatty. Y'all, I did not have my water. I didn't have my water in here at the micro hoist when I was recording the little show. And y'all, I just Big Fatty. I just had a little frog in my throat. So Big Fatty, we don't give a shit about that. Get on with the little show. Yeah, guys, y'all remember Friday at 6 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, in the only time zone that matters. That's the last chance to get your entry in for the number one fan contest for the BFO for 2020. 25 words or less in an e-letter only, with number one fan in the subject line. Tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. I'll throw you in the colostomy bag, and we'll have the drawing during halftime of the Superb Owl. Y'all, Ante Croza has sent in his entries as Dear Big Fatty. I would love to be crowned as the number one fan. In fact, there's nothing better than crowning Big Fatty. He's vulgar. Yo, Mac in the Flow Rider says, Dear Big Fatty, it would be nice to win number one fan this year as I could collect my tiara in person in NOLA. Oh, we'll have information about that. And y'all, the turnip head says, 13 years, you say? Well, 13's my lucky number. Pull me from the bag.
Thank you.
and a frog in your throat. What more could you ask for? That's true. Let's see. What did I do? Y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show for Monday, y'all had a young Nicholas already been. I think he had already been by. Y'all, I think I just watched some stuff on the TV machine. Y'all, they had that Grandmother's Award show on. Yes, Big Fatty, the Grannies. y'all didn't watch it because y'all, I don't know any of those. You know, if it's not Mitch Miller. By the light of the silvery moon, I want a spoon. Y'all, then I really just don't know any of these new highfalutin y'all. There's a Lizzo. I've seen her on things, and she seems very nice and all. But y'all, she's not a flautist. She's a flutist. She says so. Big Fatty. And y'all, I slept like a baby. Y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely on Sunday night, y'all, which is very unusual. Usually Sunday nights are hard for people. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anything being hard in your love chamber. I got up on Monday morning, and I had my coffee. And y'all, Big Fatty, the number one fans are still coming in. They are indeed. I had my coffee, and I made some country ham. Big Fatty, not spelled C-U-N-T. It was not spelled C-U-N-T. And biscuits, and I had that for my brofkas with some red-eye gravy. Then I was off. I was off on my nipple walk, y'all. I did the long nipple walk, y'all. I've only got to do about 200 more steps to get my 10,000. But y'all did that, and y'all, what did I listen to? Y'all, I listened. Do you listen to old Stinkpot? Y'all, he had his New Year's Eve show. Big Fatty, he's at least ahead of you. You still got voice letters from before Grandma. Well, I hope to get to some of those today. But anyway, and y'all, then I came back, got my shirt. Y'all, I laid down and played a little Words with Friends. And y'all, the next thing I knew, I was waking myself up snoring right there on the bed in the lobby. Of chamber. And y'all, here I am now. I ran the dishwasher too. Big Fatty, so much exciting. Exciting? Excitement. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
With just a spark of inspiration, I made my house an innovation. Imagination really wound around. I put the top face down, tied up, and upside down.
Big Fatty, it's me. Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And, sir, excuse me, where are we?
Trademark, Vera Charles.
I don't know, I'm pretty sure it's hell.
Oh, it's not hell. We're here in the Contemporarium Lobby Resort and Marina.
And it's full of children, and they're terrible.
But we just had a very, very delicious meal here at the Wave, of contemporary flavors, where there was a no sugar added creme brulee that they got me with, except there was one slight problem. It had sugar in it. extra special Chris, how would you describe our experience thus far at the Walt Disney World Resort? We're our last night. We leave in the morning. Like, in three words, how would you sum this up?
Let's see. Hot waiter, period. DILFs.
I think that that may be an understatement. Also,
on both counts.
Right, right. In three words for me, I would have to say credit card bill would be my number one statement. I would have to say resort tequila alcohol. if I had to just sum up everything, we've had a drink, or I don't even know. I didn't have any at lunch, but it really started around noon and went from there. So, it's about 9:30, 10 o'clock. We're waiting on our lift to chauffeur us back to Disney's Yacht Club Resort so that we can get some sleep. Oh, my God, there's a headlamp coming in. There's a headlamp.
Oh, God.
Oh, headlamp and watermelon fanny pack. Okay. Well, we got to run. Hopefully that lift is going to be here soon so that they can be really rude and... Ooh.
6 minutes.
6 minutes. Okay. Meow.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, y'all. And that is a somewhat special Chris with him. And y'all, I'm happy to report, y'all, they were down at the Walt Disney World, Rat World Resort, right before Crema, and y'all, I'm happy to report that the lift did indeed arrive, and they are now experiencing this. Y'all, they are on Veda's 40th celebration of exiting the birth canal cruise. And y'all, I don't really know where they were going. Big Fatty, they were just getting the hell out of into international waters, I guess so. International waters sounds like a pretty good place right now to me. But y'all, I've gotten some messages on the Twitty. And y'all, somewhat special Chris has described the cruise as old people and their shenanigans or something like that. And Veda says he has spotted Big Fatty several times. Big Fatty, did he spot you playing Keno in the casino? No, that's a trademarked cruise. How about bingo with those machines so you don't have to do any? Oh, they don't have those in. Well, how about playing something on your DVD player? Oh, no, they had those removed. Big Fatty, that sounds like it sounds like something Veda and Chris would enjoy. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, fucking Dan. It's Christmas officially here now on the West Coast, so I heard this, and of course I thought of you.
Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeers. Well, I believe in Santa Claus. Yeah, I believe that he's a prick. And though he comes but once a year, it's enough to make me sick. Him and his Christmas spirit are really a lot of bunk. I'll have to bust my ass for another year just to pay for all this junk. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeers. Well, I believe in Santa, though he's got me in a mess. Cause I'm over the limit and on my master charging my Visa and American Express. Well, I'm sweating and grieving about this money mess I'm in. He'll be up there sitting on his big fat ass until Christmas comes again. Oh, here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer. Oh, here comes Fatty with a hook, hook, hook. And there my money all go, go, go. Likes to find him in his big red nose. And he wish he never came here. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer.
Here's for all you mothers and fathers, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles. Anyone who's ever been pushed and shoved, kicked and beaten, scratched and clawed during your last minute Christmas shopping. Here's for everyone who's ever been sucked in by those crummy TV commercials that tell you if you don't spend $500 on your kids, you're a cheap slob. Here's to all those ruptured bank accounts and battered credit cards. You know what happens every time that fat little bastard in the red suit shows up. Here's to all of you. This is your song, so come on and let's get into the spirit.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, you couldn't hear it real well there at the very beginning, but y'all, that was fucking Dan from the gayish little show. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show, in fact. And y'all, I'm happy to say that was the last voice letter of 2019. So we're the next time we have a voice letter, it'll at least be in this decade. Yes, be petty. And first of all, Dan, thank you so much for the call on Crema Day. That's just lovely. And that's clearly a Crema Carol that was written just for Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Clearly that was a Crema Carol written just for Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm happy to say that we have signed the contract with the motel, the Holiday Inn Superdome in New Orleans. And y'all, the rate is going to be $89.99 plus tax and whatever. Y'all will be good the Wednesday before through the through the two, I say Tuesday afterwards, so that'll be the 19th of August through the 25th of August. And y'all, we don't have a code yet, so you can't make your reservations, but I am pleased to tell you, y'all, all this was done during the suits meeting on Sunday night. I'm also pleased to tell you that Pride 48 during June, the June event, is going to be held the 26th through the 28th of June. More on that later. And y'all, I think it's just going to be lovely. But y'all, mark those on your mark and calendar. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll be just lovely. Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. I can tell you I have a message from Kathy Marshall and that Peter G. And, y'all, we will have February So-So Question Month. So I know that y'all can... you can, well, Big Fatty, who cares? Well, that's true. So get your So-So Questions ready. Y'all, at the beginning... At the beginning of today's little show, you heard Kyle and fucking Dan from the Gayish little show. And fucking Dan, thinking about New Orleans, what's on your mind about that?
I don't know if I want a secret chair right on the side of the road. Big Fatty,
Big
come
Fatty.
Get it.
On the side of the road, I would expect fucking Dan behind a dumpster.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.